Together, we are Doctors Without Borders. Doctors Without Borders goes where others don't to provide life-saving medical care. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
You're listening to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
The time has come in Jerusalem. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The American Embassy is about to be dedicated.
I think this is a moment of history. And I think President Trump has made history.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, grateful the U.S. is recognizing Jerusalem as the capital, moving it from Tel Aviv. Fox's David Lee Miller is there.
Ambassadors from more than two dozen countries are going to attend this dedication ceremony. Conspicuously absent this morning will be the representatives from Germany, France, and the U.K. Those are countries that strongly disagree with President Trump's Mideast policy.
Palestinians are angry. Thousands rushed the Gaza border and clashed with Israeli troops who opened fire to prevent border crossings. Palestinian health officials say at least 37 protesters were killed, hundreds injured. President Trump is now trying to save a Chinese company the U.S. has nearly put out of business. Fox's Rachel Sutherland's live in Washington.
Dave tweeting, be cool, it'll all work out. President Trump is signaling he may ease up on ZTE technology, which the Commerce Department penalized for breaking sanctions on Iran and North Korea. The president says he's working hard with his Chinese counterpart to give the company a way back into business fast, adding too many jobs in China lost. Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff disapproves, tweeting to the president, you should care more about our national security than Chinese jobs. Our intelligence agencies have warned that ZTE technology and phones pose a major cyber security threat. Dave?
Reach another crack in the ground near Kilauea in Hawaii. It has more lava flowing and there are more evacuations.
This is our home. We love it. Time to go.
Nearly 40 buildings have been destroyed in the Big Island. Do you eat anything made with shortening or partially hydrogenated oil? Well, the World Health Organization doesn't want you to. It has a plan to get so-called trans fats out of all food within 5 years. It blames those fats for heart disease killing more than a half million people a year. Fox News. Fair and balanced.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at fisherinvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
President Trump has some supporters in California who are on the front lines resisting the state's sanctuary policies, and he'll welcome them to the White House Wednesday.
Among those invited to the White House are Los Alamitos City Council members, including Mayor Pro Tem Warren Kusumoto. He proposed the ordinance to not comply with the state's new sanctuary laws. At the meeting back in March, he said he had to protect his constituents and business owners.
I see a conflict between two governing documents, the Constitution of the United States and the state constitution itself.
Before the council voted to pass it, Cynthia Valencia with the ACLU told them it's a violation of the city's legal obligations.
This is also an offensive endorsement of the Trump administration's racist and anti-immigrant agenda.
Several other cities and counties in California, like San Diego County, followed suit, and many of their officials are also expected to attend the White House meeting. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The new Avengers movie, which had a record opening, is now the fifth highest grossing movie ever, up to $1.6 billion worldwide.
Let's talk about this plan of yours. I think it's good, except it sucks.
No contest for the third straight weekend.
He's coming to us. We have what Thanos wants, so that's what we use.
Avengers Infinity War grossing an estimated $61.8 million, the film easily besting a pair of newcomers timed for Mother's Day.
See you around the quad.
Nobody says that, Mom.
Well, bring it back.
Melissa McCarthy schools her daughter in Life of the Party, the college comedy earning $18.5 million, and Gabrielle Union is on a mission to protect her kids from home invaders.
I'm just a mom. You have no clue
what I'm capable of.
Breaking In taking third place with 16.5 million. Overboard and A Quiet Place round out the top five. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are rising before the opening bell. The Dow's gone up seven straight sessions. In the NBA playoffs, Boston routed Cleveland by 25 points to take game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Road work to be aware of. One lane of Prospect Avenue between LaSalle Drive and Fairway Drive is closed starting this morning. Work will be done by Friday. This is just the northbound lane. Illinois is losing jobs to Indiana. The News Gazette says Rockwell Automation, which makes automated manufacturing products, is closing two locations in Champaign. More than 200 employees might be losing their jobs. A spokesman said the employees will have the chance to apply for similar jobs at the Indianapolis plant. Rockwell Automation is opening a new distribution center there. If you've been to the restaurant chain Chili's, your credit or debit card information might have been stolen. The company announced on Saturday that they recently learned that some of the guests' payment card information from certain restaurants was compromised. Chili's said it believes the breach was limited to between March and April of this year. It has not said how many people might have been affected. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service. Diane Ducey.
Looking good. Overcast now, but a high 91 expected today with partly cloudy conditions. 66 our low tonight. Chance of precipitation at 20%. That bumps up to an 80% chance of thunderstorms. Otherwise, some clouds and a high 82 tomorrow, down to 58. 84 with some afternoon showers and thunderstorms Wednesday, down to around 58 in the evening. Currently 75, ESPN 93.5.
They are dedicating the embassy in Jerusalem as we speak. I did not know that Israel is 8 hours ahead of us. I don't know why it sounds like a lot. Anyway, it's after 4 o'clock in the afternoon. They're dedicating the new embassy in Jerusalem. You got Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump, daughter. Jared and Ivanka are there, and I saw, of course, Benjamin Netanyahu front and center next to Jared. I see all these people as they broadcast live. I'm seeing some of the coverage right now. And it is a big day, and there's been violence associated with this along the Gaza Strip, as we touched on last hour with Professor Alan Sachs. Also last hour, Brett Baer. You can always go to our podcast at ESPNCU.com and hear the Fox News anchor and author of 3 Days in Moscow talking about those three critical days in history. Brett Baer joined us last hour, and again, you can catch it on podcast later today. Okay, ahead of President Trump and Kim Jong-un's meeting, what can we expect? Political insider, campaign consultant, our friend from Maryland, Hassan Giordano, how are you doing?
I'm just right, Stevie J. How you doing, man?
I'm good. Good to have you back, my friend.
Always a pleasure.
Okay, so I'm cautiously optimistic. I'm not all in yet as far as buying that they're going to denuclearize, but maybe, and we'll see what happens June 12 at the Shangri-La in Singapore. What does Kim Jong-un want?
Well, I'm with you. I'm cautiously optimistic as well. And what I've been saying is we have to watch what Little Rocket Man and what his intentions are. Because just last year, you know, he was still testing nuclear missiles and was warned by our president that he would drop fire and fury on his doorstep if he did not stop. He's turned over a new leaf just that quick. And he comes from a region, if you look at things like the 48 laws of power, it seems like he may be using law number two, which is never put too much trust in friends, but learn how to use your enemies by concealing your intentions. So the question is, because Kim, of course, he just met with the Chinese President Jinping, and even U.S. allies like Japan are saying, you better watch out. And here's some of the traps that he may be trying to set at this June 12 meeting. So I'm hoping that Donald Trump uses his own law in Law 19, which would be know who you're dealing with and never underestimate your enemies.
I think Donald Trump, I mean, if there's one guy I would trust in a negotiation, I think it'd be him. I don't think he's going to trust anything.
And listen, as Ronald Reagan said, trust but verify. And if you can truly do that, I mean, this Iran deal, you got to give Iran like 30 days notice so they can clear out all their bad stuff before we can inspect. We got to have much better terms. And I'll be really surprised if we sign a bad deal here. And again, with so many people in North Korea that wants Kim Jong-un dead, I don't know what's in it for him except some sort of a recognition, protection, money. I don't know, because if you yank the teeth out of a snake, how do they defend themselves? And I'm sure they've thought through that in North Korea.
Yeah, absolutely. And I agree with you. I don't understand what his win and his goal is out of this. Okay, he denuclearizes, but what does that mean for him? He obviously doesn't care about the sanctions that's been levied against him forever. So what is his kind of goal out of this? We understand what America's goal would be, and what the global community's goal would be. But I agree with this president, with Mike Pompeo and John Bolton as very hardliners. I agree that if they believe that he isn't sincere about denuclearization, then they will walk away from these negotiations. But again, we still have until June 12th for this to happen. Anything can happen between now and then. So if we even get to the table, is really a whole nother question, which has me cautiously optimistic as well.
Listen, I think because we were on their doorstep and people think Donald Trump's crazy, probably worked to our advantage, didn't it?
I think it did, and I think he's getting a lot less credit than if any other president would have even negotiated such terms. I mean, remember, there's been president after president before Donald Trump that couldn't even get this man to the table, much less have this type of possibility ahead of us. So for everybody who has this criticism of he's a kook, he doesn't know what he's doing and all this, he has taken monumental steps since he's been president to do exactly what he said he was going to do.
Listen, this is giving the world hope. There's no doubt about it, because, I mean, North Korea could threaten virtually anybody. Now, again, China's whole dynamic in this is going to be fascinating to watch it play out. What's your take on Iran and the fact that Donald Trump got out of the deal? What's ahead there? Do you have any thoughts on that?
You know, I think that deal wasn't as good as other people were trying to make it out to be. But in the same sense, I think he went into that knowing I don't think he took a lot of input from in terms of other individuals' insight into that into play. I think he went into that knowing what he wanted to do in that, and I think that may end up hurting him politically, possibly in the long run. But then you got to also worry about what's going on right now and with Gaza and the Gaza Strip and the 18 Palestinians that were killed. There's so much going on. There's so much ramifications that can happen between now, June 12th, and even 2020 that this president has a lot on his plate, and we'll see how well he bodes over the next few weeks, few months, and few years.
Yeah, Hassan, always a pleasure, my friend. Thanks for your time, as always.
Yes, sir. Always a pleasure.
Hassan Giordano is a campaign advisor, chairman, independent Movement of Maryland, political insider and campaign consultant Hassan Giordano. ESPN 93.5, 813. We will check our sports headlines coming up.
It's Jen Shelby inviting you to Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Ford of Hoopston. At Ford, up to $11,000 off F-150, up to $8,000 off Taurus, and zero for 72 on Ford Fusion. Jeep celebration continues with up to $3,500 on Grand Cherokee, $4,000 on Compass, $5,000 or 0% on Cherokee. See Ram Bighorn's $14,000 off, and the all-new Wrangler JL is in town. Speaking of new, keep listening and like us on Facebook, Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Hoopston, Ford of Hoopston. You'll get hints on something new coming to town.
Online at Hoopston Chrysler and Ford of Hoopston.
Pia's opens every morning, daily at 7 a.m. You will find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. See you at Pia's, West Springfield Avenue in Champaign. Serving food 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. and drinks until 2 a.m. daily. Pia serves up its famous 10-ounce Slugger Burger along with great wings and so much more. You will find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. See you at Pia's, West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
Macy's Star Rewards program is bigger, better, and now for everyone. For the first time ever, get rewards no matter how you pay. Join as a bronze member and get Star Money Days. Earn towards Star Money and use it with no merchandise exclusions. Perks and offers. Enjoy extra savings offers at checkout, event invitations, and more. Plus a birthday service. Pulitzer Prize. And as a Macy's credit card holder, silver, gold, and platinum members automatically get bronze benefits in addition to your existing ones. Macy's Star Rewards Program. Sign up in-store or online. Terms and conditions apply. Visit Macy's.com/StarRewards.
This will be fun.
Cheer on the Cards with fellow Fighting Illini fans and alumni when they host the Philadelphia Phillies on Friday, May 18th. It's Bragging Rights Night at the ballpark. All fans purchasing a special Illini-themed ticket will receive an exclusive Illini-themed Cardinals mesh jersey. Come early for a pregame pep rally with special Illini guests. Wear your orange and blue with Cardinals pride. Get your Illini Night tickets now at cardinals.com/theme.
Yep, I'll be there. I'll be there Friday night cheering on those Cardinals. /Illini. Here we go. Sports headlines, quarter after eight.
San Diego beat St. Louis yesterday 5-3. The Cardinals will have the day off before they start a series. Heard right here tomorrow night against Minnesota. ESPN 93.5 with our Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. And yesterday in San Diego, Clayton Richard, the Padres starter, was on. Adam Wainwright, the Cardinals starter, was not.
Really tough start for Wainwright. He had a career-high 6 walks in the game. Did not have a lot of command. He threw 79 pitches in just 2 1/3 innings, so certainly Richard better than Wainwright. Cardinals did give a finish to the game. A good couple of at-bats by Harrison Bader late, a triple and a home run were really all the Cardinals' offense.
And the final was 5-3 for the Padres over the Cardinals. The Padres won in 13 on Saturday night, then 5-3 yesterday. And the Cardinals have a day off today here in Minneapolis and will play the Twins 2 games beginning tomorrow night.
Cardinals need to find ways to score more runs. They need more spots in their lineup where there aren't offers going on. Mike Matheny may juggle that lineup a bit more.
It's Jack Flaherty making the start tomorrow night, coming back from the minors. He's 0-1, and we're on the air at 6:15.
Yeah, good news. Carson Kelly got a hit. That means the other catcher, Cruz, and Carson Kelly subbing, taking over for Yadier Molina. We have a total of 2 hits in the catcher position since Yadi left.
Ouch.
Yeah, we got to get Yadi back. How you feeling, bud? Would you ever want to be a catcher again,
right,
following what happened?
I mean,
could you not say you're going to have to move me to first base because I'm not catching anymore?
Right. Probably wincing right now just to get in the catcher's position.
I'm wincing thinking about him getting in the catcher's position. Hematoma to the testicle area is not something you want to play around with.
No. And
can he? Wow.
And they said it'd be about a month.
Well,
I mean, that's all he knows.
Yeah,
so
but I'm telling you what.
I'm sure he wants to get back.
Yeah, but think about, I mean, man, running and swinging and just, Yadi.
Let's move on.
Try and come back after All-Star break. Take a nice long, just, I don't know, man. It just like anybody gets hit, like Chris Bryant got hit in the head. And he was kind of gun-shy for a few weeks. You can't blame him.
I know it.
My goodness.
Right. Chicago White Sox over the Cubs 5-3 yesterday, preventing a sweep. White Sox have the day off today, and so do the Cubs. They'll start a series against the Atlanta Braves tomorrow. On to the NBA. Boston up 1-0 over Cleveland with their 108-83 win yesterday. NHL action. Capitals up 2-0 after beating Tampa Bay 6-2 yesterday. Our Illini in action over the weekend. Michigan up 5-4 yesterday in 11 innings, but we won the series 2-1 to set us up nicely for the NCAA tournament resume. We also had Illinois tennis over Vanderbilt 4-0. Illinois golf today in Columbus, Ohio. Speaking of golf, Webb Simpson held off many players in that Players Championship. When I Google Players Championship, though, it talks about Tiger Woods and his 11th place. But the fact that he was 11 strokes behind Simpson and tied the day for eighth and just was in the action.
He was definitely in the action. Had 65 on Saturday. Had a 69 yesterday.
Uh-huh.
He the last 2 days, that's winning golf. He'll win some tournaments again. He'll win some majors again if he can play like he did Saturday, Sunday. It had glimpses of Tiger. And it's just, you should see the galleries following Tiger. And then you looked at who was winning the tournament. Not very many.
That's why I typed in players, and we've got headlines about Tiger.
Yeah, but Webb.
And not Webb.
Oh, by the way, Webb won.
Exactly.
Here you go with your weather.
All right, we've got clouds right now, and the chance of showers is at 20%. We've got a high of 91 expected, down to 66 this evening. 80% chance of thunderstorms on tomorrow's forecast, high 82, low 58. 84 the high on Wednesday, with a 40% chance of afternoon or evening thunderstorms, down to 58. Currently 76, ESPN 93.5.
All right, we're going to check your Fox Business Minute. Come right back again. We're looking for the Cardinals and Philly Friday night when the Illini are featured at that Bragging Rights game. Missouri will be there as well. If you purchase a special Illini theme ticket, you'll receive an exclusive Illini-themed Cardinals mesh jersey that are so cool. Mm-hmm. Get your Illini tickets now at cardinals.com/theme. It's 8:20.
Fox Business Network. Facebook has been investigating apps for any data misuse, and now it says 200 apps have been suspended. The apps had access to large quantities of user information, but Facebook is not saying whether any of that information was actually misused. HP is unveiling some new premium computers. One is an Elite Book notebook. The other is an Elite Business Detachable, a tablet with removable keyboard. HP developed those devices for customers with employees who do work outside the office. There's a merger in the banking business. State Bank Financial is being purchased by Cadence Bank Corp. If regulators approve the deal, it will have branches in six states in the South and the Southwest. Cadence is paying $1.4 billion in stock. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Experts warn of a stock market crash any day now, and you could lose 50% or more of your hard-earned savings again. But you don't have to lose a penny. There's a better, safer way to save for retirement, and you can learn about it in a free report. This method continues to grow your money even when the market tumbles. To get this free report, go to bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
The buzz this time of year is nature's coming alive. Your yard is an important part of the special place called home. At Spring Green, it's our favorite time of year. For a limited time, new customers save 20% on Spring Green's full program. Nurture your outdoor space with Spring Green, your local lawn care professionals. They take special care of your lawn and landscape investment for a trouble-free lawn. Because precise and well-timed applications encourage your landscape to grow and prosper. Their guarantee of satisfaction states, if you're not happy, they'll make it right or refund the entire cost of that application. Serving Champaign-Urbana and Mattoon-Charleston for over 35 years, call your local Spring Green at 217-359-2111, 217-359-2111, or on the web at spring-green.com for the convenience of America's neighborhood lawn care team.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent John Kaywood in Champaign can help you get to a better state, because he will talk with you, listen to you, and help put together a policy that has you written all over it. From cost to coverage, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Then call State Farm agent John Kaywood in Champaign, 367-1105, and officially get to a better state for State Farm.
It's 8:24.
Text in about the Cubs game today.
Yeah, there's a Cubs game today.
Yes, it's at 1:20.
Make good from earlier when it was like snowing.
Right. See, I picked up the schedule, the paper schedule, and
didn't see
obviously
it.
Obviously, it's not on there.
So we got a 1:20. It's Atlanta. Then it's weird. Then they fly to Atlanta and play them again down there.
Right.
It's kind of a home and home thing, but it didn't mean that. So,
from the Chicago Sun-Times. It says in the headline here, beginning of the article, flu-stricken Yu Darvish remains on track for a return from the disabled list Tuesday.
I don't think I've ever heard of a guy going on the DL because of the flu.
Right.
I mean, you can be that sick for sure. But it's just unusual.
But whether he looks any healthier as a pitcher is a bigger issue.
Yeah, I mean, you spend $125 million, you don't have a win in the first month and a half from him. But, I mean, he's still, I would presume, going to be worth the money. But, you know, Cubs are disappointed the way they're starting, but they're still just a game out. And you know how much pop the Cubs have. And then last week they're 5-1. So,
they go on to say, meanwhile, right fielder Jason Hayward won't be activated Monday when he's eligible to return from the concussion DL. However, he'll travel with the team to Atlanta and remain day-to-day during the week-long trip, which also has a visit to Cincinnati.
You've got to keep Rizzo and Bryant and Contreras and probably Baez. Those are your four key guys for the Cubs. You know, they're just going to be injuries. I mean, the Cardinals have Carlos Martinez on the DL now, and then you got, you know, of course, Yachty, and I don't know, Yadier Molina is more than just a clutch hitter and a really, really good catcher. He's kind of a manager on the field.
Yeah, he's kind of the captain of the team.
Well, he's just the leader, and so to lose a leader for a month, and, you know, Cardinals' goal in the next month is to hang around and just kind of scrap and hang in there. But, boy, I'm telling you, when Matt Carpenter doesn't start the last three games of a series for no reason except he's not hitting is a little bit worrisome. And then Dexter Fowler, a month and a half, and you're hitting 150. He's had two or three game-winning hits, which has been great. But, boy, he can't hit right now. I mean, sheesh. So you've got some serious concerns. A kid from ISU, Paul DeJong, might be real. I mean, he was really struggling, and then he's kind of broken out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And keep in mind, at the major league level, what Drew Dickinson, the pitching coach at Illinois, say? He said in college, it's players adjust. I mean, maybe it's high school players adjust game by game. College players adjust at bat by each at bat. They kind of get an idea how they're pitching to them. In the major leagues, they adjust pitch by pitch. That's how good they are because the pitcher knows where their weak spot is because they study video and tendencies, and then they position fielders where they're going to hit them based on analytics. It's unbelievable. They say, well, why are you playing that? Because that's where he hits it. And then he hits it right to you.
Yep.
And you go, wow. Because the pitcher pitches it. You know, you think go out there and throw strikes. They're going out there to throw in a particular quadrant over the white corner of the plate. It's not getting it over the plate. It's in the quadrant of the plate.
Right.
And then they say a pitcher misses. He misses by 2 inches, and it's a home run. It's staggering how good they are at the big league level. So Paul DeJong, they're pitching him where he doesn't hit it. Then he goes up and says, I know you're going to pitch me there. Now I got to adjust to that.
Mm-hmm.
So and then you're guessing if it's fastball, curveball, slider, a sinker, whatever it is.
Well, back in the old days, they just went out there and played.
Yeah, throw the ball over the plate. And if you get a home run on me, I might throw it at your head next time.
Exactly.
That was baseball.
Now, this goes on to say the Braves, the surprising leaders of the NL East.
Very surprising and much better than anybody thought. The Nationals, you think the cream will rise to the top. By the way, Bryce Harper will be a free agent at the end of the year whose dog is named Wrigley. There's word that he would join the Cubs. That's one of the rumors. Bryce Harper hit a home run. He hit one of those home runs. You don't see it very often in the big leagues where the right fielder didn't move. The right fielder's feet stayed where they were because he hit it so far that it was like watching fireworks. He looked up and just watched the ball sail over his head by 150 feet. It was just like, wow, how far did that one go? Oh, boy, can you imagine Bryce Harper joined the Cubs? Ugh, not good. How about the Cardinals? Maybe Bryce Harper would join the Cardinals. Now, that's a good idea. He's going to get $400 million? Be the first $400 million contract.
Wow.
It's going to be a bunch. And Manny Machado, same thing for Baltimore. Awful team, really good player. Cardinals could use Manny Machado as well. That's going to be a big $400 million deal. It's amazing. All right, we're coming right back. Shannon Walker, who trains dogs for vets.
Yes.
Stand by, we'll do that. Here's another part of this weekend Cardinal promotion.
And Bob Gibson did it. A 10-inning shutout. The Cardinals host the Philadelphia Phillies the weekend of May 18th. On Friday night, 30,000 fans ages 16 and older will take home a special pitching rubber commemorating Bob Gibson's 1968 season, courtesy of Ameren, Missouri. Get your tickets now at cardinals.com/promotions. And be sure to follow the Cardinals social campaign, #CompleteGamer, and featured hip-hop song honoring this Hall of Fame legend at cardinals.com/Gibson.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense, no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call us at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent John Kaywood in Champaign can help you get to a better state, because he will talk with you, listen to you, and help put together a policy that has you written all over it. From cost to coverage, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Then call State Farm agent John Kaywood in Champaign, 367-1105, and officially get to a better state with State Farm.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. The United States Embassy in Israel is in Jerusalem, moved from Tel Aviv officially today with a dedication ceremony. Now, part of that city is claimed by Palestinians as their capital, and at least 41 Palestinians among thousands protesting at the Gaza border have been shot and killed by Israeli troops. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin tells Fox about President Trump's decision to move the embassy.
The president is making difficult decisions because they're what he believes are the right long-term decisions, and not just kicking the can down the road.
This isn't a new building in Jerusalem. It was being used as the U.S. consulate there. A five-year-old girl is recovering from a bear attack in Colorado.
Her mother says she heard noises, and when she went outside to investigate, she saw a large black bear dragging the little girl. The mother screamed, and the bear ran away. The child was taken to the hospital with serious injuries, but is now in fair condition.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Serious injuries in a shooting in Champaign early Sunday. A 21-year-old Danville man was found with gunshot wounds when police were called to the area of East Armory Avenue and South First Street. He had attended a party and had been walking back to his vehicle with friends when that shooting happened. Police say the victim was the intended target. Illinois is losing jobs to Indiana. The News Gazette says Rockwell Automation, which makes automated manufacturing products, is closing two locations in Champaign. More than 200 employees might be losing their jobs. A spokesman said the employees will have the chance to apply for similar jobs at the Indianapolis plant. Rockwell Automation is opening a new distribution center there. The financial website WalletHub says Illinois is among the best states to be a police officer. Tribstar.com says Illinois ranks 7th. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Yeah, again, we've touched on the Rockwell moving and how that's such a shame. But if you own a business, where would you go? Would you go to Illinois? Why not? Oh, you'd have to pay too much in taxes? Sorry, that's how it works. You're going to go where your money's treated better. It's a fact of life. So who would bring, now, you can get, they can say, well, so-and-so came. Check the fine print and see how many years of tax breaks they got. Because you might be able to draw a huge company in if you give them no tax for a decade or two.
Sure.
But they're not coming under the normal rules. You wouldn't move to Illinois with your business because you're going to say, well, how much will that cost us? And you're not going to say, well, by thy rivers gently flowing. No, it's nothing to do with emotion.
Exactly.
It's all about business. And so you just won't come.
By the way, thank you to Rockwell. They helped out with the Special Olympics competition on Saturday where my son Aiden got 2 gold.
Wow.
Walking 100 meter pretty fast.
And what about the softball throw, baseball?
Softball throw, he did very well.
Gold?
And won
gold?
That section.
He's a gold medalist?
So he's on to Bloomington Normal in June for the state competition.
Well, how's
Special Olympics.
How's it ranking? How's he looking?
I don't know.
Can he win the state? Well, good for Aiden.
Sometimes it's first out of two people. So
I don't care. Exactly. It's a gold medal, baby.
I know.
It's a gold medal.
Well, that's all that matters to him.
No, really.
And to see him bite the gold medal.
Doesn't matter.
All that.
He's a gold medalist, so you don't have to qualify anything.
Really good stuff
just
to see our Unity athletes.
He's a gold medalist.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He wanted to wear his medals to school.
Well, heck
today,
yeah.
So I don't know whether Mike let that happen.
Let it happen. Good for him. All right, here Special Olympics is awesome.
It is.
And there's somebody once said a long time ago when I was there once, they said, they love the love.
Yeah.
And they get the love.
Oh, my goodness.
Awesome.
You know that Hercules pose where the fist right in front of the chest. I saw three poses like that from some of the athletes getting the gold. It was awesome.
Awesome.
20% chance of showers. Otherwise, some clouds. Today's high 91, down to 66. 82 the high tomorrow. An 80% chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon, down to 59. 84 the high on Wednesday, down to 58. A 40% chance of rain. Right now, we're at 75 on ESPN 93.5.
All right. It's good to have you listening. It is Monday, graduation over the weekend. I was part of that. Really, really great. Wonderful. So exciting. See, so many cap and counts around campus,
mm-hmm.
And you think about getting a picture in front of a sign. You have, can you name all the signs of entry into the University of Illinois? Well, I know there's one on Wright and University.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice area by Beckman.
Yeah.
You got
the Helene Gate is over off of Lincoln.
Lincoln and
Illinois,
something
maybe?
Like that. And then do you know probably the little known sleeper one is Race and Windsor. There's one near Clark Lindsay.
It's true.
Nobody would go to that one. So we were talking about doing that. Then, and they kind of wanted the arch one at off of Lincoln.
Right.
So Nathaniel took a picture there, and you line up, and you just know you're going to take a little time to do that, and then going to the president's home for a little lunch because everybody after the Memorial Stadium ceremony is invited, and they had they know how to do those things. Because they had, 6-8 tables or however many there were, and they just catered it. And they had, quick sandwiches. You had your chicken salad sandwich. Really cool. And get a picture with the chancellor and the president of the university in their cap and gown.
Right.
There's a gold medallion around President Killeen. That was pretty cool.
Wow.
I want that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw Perry Range. Does anybody remember Perry Range?
Hmm.
Who's Perry Range?
Right.
359-2255. See how old you guys are.
Okay.
Perry looks great. His wife, Ramona. And boy, are their kids. Holy cow. Perry Range. What a family. Oldest daughter's doing something impressive. The son graduating as an IT guy. They speak Japanese. Other daughter, interned with Michelle Obama at the White House. Their other daughter, Melanie, she's coming to the U of I. It was great catching up with Perry Range. See if anybody knows who Perry Range is. We got somebody?
Sarah is her name.
Sarah, do you know who Perry Range is?
Well, of course I do. He was a U of I basketball player.
Yeah.
He was really good, too. Do you remember when he played?
I'm sorry, what?
Do you remember about when he played?
No.
81, 82, it says
on the
Google search.
Back, 81, 82, no, a little earlier, maybe not. 80, 81, 82, in that range,
mm-hmm.
Perry Range. I think 81, 82 is right, sounds right. Hey, Sarah, you're smart. Thanks.
Been to a lot of games.
Hey, way to go. I appreciate that.
That's
smart,
right.
Smart, smart, smart. Sarah.
6'4", 180, number 22.
Yeah, he was good. He was really, really good. I met him when I was a disc jockey at WLRW 1982.
All right.
He came to the studio.
Nice.
He and I are about the same age. It was a cool guy then, cool guy now, but a beautiful family. Again, I can't remember what his oldest daughter's doing, but his son is a real smart IT guy, speaks Japanese. Next daughter interned with Michelle Obama at the White House.
Wow.
Next daughter is just bright, and just a wonderful family. Perry Range, for all you Illini fans, was at the president's house having lunch. We had a wonderful discussion, but really... beautiful family, great catching up. But he was really good for Lou Henson. And he was kind of the transition into the Ephraim Winters, Doug Altenberger era, where we really had it going on. I mean, the uprising, the surge of Illinois when Lou came in 75, and then he kind of did okay, and then NIT, how excited we were to make the NIT. And didn't we go to New York Rob Judson was part of that. Of course, 79 when we went undefeated, 15-0, and then we beat Michigan State and Eddie Johnson shot, and then we lost 2 days later. We had a Thursday-Saturday, so a real quick turnaround, and we lost to Ohio State that Saturday. That was a Rob Judson team. And then on to the Perry Range era, and then, of course, Ephraim Winters and some of those great great teams. Anyway, fun reminiscing a little bit. Okay.
And we got a text in from Dan who was talking about Perry Range was one of three guards in Lou Henson's early 80s, three-guard offense with Craig Tucker and Derek Harper.
Oh, boy, Derek Harper. Man, he went to the course, played for a decade in the NBA.
That's right.
I remember the first time Derek Harper got in the game, first time I was at the scorer's table. And he, you know, he's a freshman, and they put him in. He was twice as quick as anybody. Unbelievable. All right, it's always a pleasure to welcome back to our show, service dog and trainer expert Shannon Walker. How are you?
I'm doing great this morning. How are you doing?
Midwest Battle Buddy, the Northeast Battle Buddies. What's the name of the?
Northwest Battle Buddies.
Dang, I was close. Had the direction wrong. Northwest Battle Buddies. What they do is they train service dogs for people, men, women suffering with PTSD, post-traumatic stress. How's that going? I read this story where some company gave clients untrained puppies and called them service dogs. How could nobody do that, right?
Yeah, well, apparently they did. And, you know, to sell a three-month-old puppy for $25,000 as a service dog is absolutely absurd.
It's fraud. It's fraudulent, right?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely it is. And it's what a tragedy. You know, people who have disabilities, you know, nobody has a service dog because they want one. They have them because they need one. And especially when you're looking at a dog that is supposed to be trained to task for high or low blood sugar, we're not talking about something that's just inconvenient, but it can be life-threatening. And so the fraud and the danger and the misrepresentation on all fronts is tremendous fraud. It's very offensive. It hurts the industry and it hurts the disabled. And shows like this are great because it helps bring that awareness.
Yeah, it's so disappointing. I know that there are scoundrels and really, really bad people out there that, you know, taking advantage of people that, you know, it's just unconscionable to me.
It is. And one thing that people need to understand and realize is that the only reason that dogs cost what they do in the service dog industry, like $25,000. Now, at Northwest Battle Buddies, we gift our dogs to our veterans for PTSD. We gift them 100% free. But the dogs cost us $25,000 by the time we finish training them. And it's because the amount of hundreds and hundreds of hours that are required to train a service dog, not only to navigate the public the way they need to with excellence, but also trained to task for different disabilities. And that's one of the reasons the price tag is what it is. And the waiting list on legitimate service dog organizations have a tremendous waiting list for people who need them because it takes so much time to train these dogs. And to raise the funds to be able to gift them, or even if you were going to actually straight out sell the dog, you still, there is no substitute for the time that it takes of the investment to ensure that that dog is performing the way a service dog should.
You know, if I were president, Shannon, I'd give you $100 million. No, I'd structure it. I would structure it and make sure that all monies are accounted for, but it's essentially helping veterans. We ought to be taking care of veterans. If we got post-traumatic and a dog can help their life, then why don't we have like millions of dogs out there or thousands of dogs out there to help people that really need them?
Absolutely. You know, we've provided 57 service dogs in the last 6 years to our American heroes free of charge, and every single one of these veterans will tell you that these dogs are a lifeline. The way these dogs help minimize the symptoms of their PTSD and help them navigate life with more freedom and independence, and they have more joy, they're happier. Some of them have, you know, their meds are reduced significantly, if not completely. They wake them up from nightmares, everything. I mean, it's just amazing what these service dogs can do for them. And our American heroes deserve it. I mean, absolutely, 100%. We can't do enough for the men and women who have provided us our freedom.
Shannon, it looks like you and your team have trained a variety of breeds. Is there a favorite?
You know what? There is not a favorite, but we do have more labs and golden retrievers. We have quite a few German shepherds. The best service dog is a well-bred one, a dog that is balanced in their temperament, healthy, young, and are very guidable. And so we use multiple breeds. We also use dogs out of shelters. And you know, every one of our veterans thinks they absolutely have the very best dog. So it's pretty great.
How do people give you money to help you train the dogs you give away, Shannon?
If they go to northwestbattlebuddies.org, they can donate online. They can also do third-party fundraisers. They can also find us on Facebook, northwestbattlebuddies.org, all spelled out.
And remember, I said I'd give you the $100 million if I were president, so you're going to have to put a yard sign in or something on that one. So
I would. You know what? And I would vote for you. I would vote for you.
Shannon, listen, you're doing great work, waking up every day, helping people whose lives really at times are in the balance. We really appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Always a pleasure. Shannon Walker, NorthwestBattleBuddies.org.
We'll be honoring our veterans on May 28th.
That's coming up. A couple of weeks, ESPN 93.5.
Hey, it's me, your old AC. We need to talk, man. I am out of here. Trust me, it's not going to get much better. I need to be replaced. Call the experts and get a new air conditioner that will save up to 50% on energy bills. Go ahead, do it. I'll be right here. Whew.
At Chief Bauer Service Experts, save up to $4,000 on a new home comfort system. Call 866-EXPERTS or visit chiefbauer.com for expert service guaranteed.
Call 866-EXPERTS.
Introducing the Central Illinois Junior Golf Tour, a developmental program for boys and girls aged 10 to 17 in the Central Illinois area. And it's designed for junior golfers to gain competitive experience in a partner format while playing a variety of courses. Team up and play in this two-person scramble beginning May 19th through August 10th. Play Champaign Country Club, Lincolnshire, Urbana Country Club, and Stone Creek, and more in this eight-match series. Only $20 to enter each event. For complete details, go to Central Illinois Junior Golf Tour on Facebook.
West Main Dental in downtown Urbana and Illini Smiles Dental Care in Champaign focus on preventative dental care to keep your teeth healthy and strong. They can also help improve your smile with a variety of teeth whitening products. And in the month of May, they have some great specials. Getting married this summer? Have an upcoming event or reunion? Look your best and save this month with teeth whitening products available at West Main Dental and Illini Smiles Dental Care. Choose the in-office Zoom whitening for quick in-office results. And right now it's buy one, get one free. Perfect for newlyweds getting ready to tie the knot. West Main Dental and Illini Smiles Dental Care also offers a take-home teeth whitening kit, and they'll create custom trays to fit your mouth. Get the take-home teeth whitening kit on sale now for just $99. Or get a $75 to-go kit with disposable trays. Get that bright smile you've been dreaming of at West Main Dental in downtown Urbana and Illini Smiles Dental Care in Champaign. In Urbana, call 607-1292 or westmaindental.com. And in Champaign, IlliniSmilesDental.com or 356-3335.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually, called a lot of roofing companies to get estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com.
Hey, next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
All right, here you go. Sports headlines.
San Diego over St. Louis 5-3 yesterday. They'll start a series with Minnesota tomorrow night, and you'll hear the action after 7 here on ESPN 93.5. Chicago White Sox with the day off today. Cubs doing a makeup game with Atlanta at 1:20 from Wrigley. You'll hear the action on US 105.9. They'll start that series up against those Atlanta Braves, who number one in the NL East. It's kind of surprising to folks. Chicago White Sox win yesterday 5-3. Michigan prevented a sweep of the Illini. 5-4 was the final in 11 yesterday. Sets up good positioning for our Illinois baseball team in the NCAA tournament. They are 13-8 in the Big Ten and 29-17 overall. Illinois will host Nebraska at Illinois Field at the end of the week. Boston over Cleveland 108-93. Cleveland leads that series 1-0 in the NBA series. Washington over Tampa Bay 6-2. And the Capitals lead that series in NHL action 2-0. Congratulations, Jonathan Wells, our Illini long jump winner. And he broke a record that was held by Gail Olson back in 79. He had a long jump of 7.5. Congratulations.
High jump?
Yep.
That's high.
High.
Is A pole vaulter.
Big time.
That's big time.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands from Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, your train comfort specialist. Right now is a great time to buy a new train heating and cooling system from Lands. For a limited time only, we're offering 0% interest for 6 years. That's no interest with equal payments and approved credit for 6 years on any qualifying train system. Or here's another way you can save on a new train heating and cooling system from Lands. Trade in your old system. For a limited time, you can get a $1,000 trade-in allowance on any qualifying train system. So pick your best deal. No interest for 6 years or a $1,000 trade-in allowance and start saving. Call 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at landsinc.com. Remember, it's hard to stop a train. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
See Lands for program details. Call 888-653-0051 for details about credit costs and terms. Regular APR is 28.99 for newly opened accounts. APR may vary, subject to credit approval.
Napa Know How.
Hear that screeching sound from your car? It's your brakes yelling, change me. So head to any Napa Auto Care Center and we'll replace them for you. Or go to any Napa Auto Parts store and do it yourself. Either way, you'll get a $50 prepaid Visa card by mail on qualifying purchases over $250. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 5/31/18.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. Spring is here, and soon we'll be planting flowers and seeds. So you plant seeds on both sides of your driveway, on the right and on the left, hoping to make it beautiful. What do the seeds do? Do the seeds you planted on the one side say, hey, I don't like where I am. I'm not going to sprout or bloom because I really want it to be on the other side of the driveway. Ridiculous, right? The seeds bloom where they are planted. Yet we humans frequently complain where we find ourselves in life. We wish we were somewhere else, and we spend time complaining and having regrets instead of embracing the moment and blooming where we're planted. It happened to me. And my situation vastly improved when I decided to embrace my circumstances, work to the best of my abilities, take ownership, and have pride in my work. Bloom where you are planted was one of the best bits of advice I received, and I'm sharing it with you. I hope you embrace it and seize your moment today. I'm Habib Habib, and this Motivational Minute was brought to you by A&R Mechanical.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewash and Savoy, online, drivechampaign.com.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, Todd, Liberty Mutual just saved me $782.
Liberty did what?
What? Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Maybe I should switch to Liberty Mutual.
Visit us online to... Hey, stop echoing.
Sorry.
Visit us online to get a quote, and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
Yes, Unity had their high school?
Yeah.
That was so early.
I know. On Mother's Day yesterday.
When is Unity out?
The 21st.
Wow.
Next week.
Usually it's June 5th.
I know it.
Wow.
It's crazy.
How fun.
I guess we only had one snow day. A lot of, our Unit 7 schools are using that as kind of the end of the year finale party.
Well, there are other high schools, I'm sure, coming in the next few weeks. I know they vary widely from when they do their big graduation.
They do.
So it's a really great moment, you know, for a family to get through the high school and then, you know, getting through college. I find that college feels faster than high school for us, I think, because our triplets are going to be seniors, which is really mind-boggling to me how quickly it has gone. So, again, campus is prime for whatever you want to do down there. There's a lot of construction going on, some pardon my dust kind of stuff. Boy, Green Street in front of the Union, that is such a good look.
Yeah.
With the bus shelters and
it
stuff.
It really has changed.
Very much so.
With that loop driveway not being there anymore.
Yeah, and then just driving down on Green Street, and somebody that hadn't been here in a while said, I just can't believe the shadows.
Right.
There are so many shadows because of the tall buildings.
It's true.
Another one going up at 4th and Green, another big Where are people coming from that are renting these high-priced apartment units? It's stunning.
It's a if you build it, they will come
concept.
I mean,
but it's a $900 a month per person for people thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's $3,600 a month.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of money.
Luxury apartments also
Ooh.
Coming in right across from the Champaign Post Office I saw over the weekend. That's just a grazed area right
Where
now.
Where is it?
Champaign Post Office off Neal, yeah.
Really?
Right off Washington and Neal.
They're putting a high riser there?
It says luxury apartments on the sign.
That's not wow, because that seems a little removed.
I know.
Huh.
So.
Okay. Jeremy Warner Show is coming up next with Austin.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's Dan Le Batard, and then Will Kane, and then Tay and Karp. And we do have Cubs baseball, not on your Cubs Lance heating and cooling magnets, because it's a make-good at 120,
That's
a make-up
right.
game with Atlanta. And then they oddly go to Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it worked out with the open date. So we do have Cubs baseball 120 on US 105.9. Thank you, Diane.
All right. Enjoy the day.
That's Diane Ducey. I am Stevie J. Thank you for listening. We shall meet in the morning from 7 to 9. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great Monday.
Cheer on the Cards with fellow Fighting Illini fans and alumni when they host the Philadelphia Phillies on Friday, May 18th. It's Bragging Rights Night at the ballpark. All fans purchasing a special Illini-themed ticket will receive an exclusive Illini-themed Cardinals mesh jersey. Come early for a pregame pep rally with special Illini guests. Wear your orange and blue with Cardinals pride. Get your Illini night tickets now at cardinals.com/theme.
It's Tim Atterbury. He's our law enforcement official of the month. And people just really commend you on your demeanor, on the fact that when you approach a situation, is it just training? Is it instinct? How do you know how to react?
I'm the youngest of six kids. I've been married for 15 years. You know, I started this job when I was single. I was 24 years old when I started. When I came on, I was the new guy. Now I'm the old guy. But when I came on, the department was full of old guys. I had the pleasure and the luxury of watching them work. Mm-hmm. My first training officer was Officer Greg Campbell, now retired. He taught me so much in my first 6 weeks on the street in the police department that to this day I evaluate my own performance by the standard that I think he would evaluate me by. So if I think it passes Greg Campbell's muster, then I think I've done the right thing the right way.
It feels more dangerous, is it?
It's different. I don't know that it's more dangerous. It's different.
Brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callsktoday.com.
Don't miss a gripping reimagination of the events the night before the assassination of civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. with the Twin City Theater Company and their latest production, The Mountaintop, playing at the Soto Theater in downtown Champaign, May 11th through the 13th and May 17th through the 20th. The Mountaintop focuses on Dr. King's final days and him being forced to confront his destiny and his legacy to his people. It's The Mountaintop with the Twin City Theater Company. It's brought to you by Dr. J. Barry Howe, Lipman, Minuteman Press, and this station. Learn more about the show and buy tickets at TwinCityTheaterCo.com.
Spring is finally here, and to celebrate, Prospect Bank is springing up savings. This is Brittany Kluber. We're offering 1.60 annual percentage yield for 12 months, 1.80 APY for 18 months, and 2% APY for 24 months, all with a $500 minimum to open. And you can deposit funds into the CD anytime and for any amount. So use this opportunity to spring up some of your savings with the Prospect Bank, the Opportunity Bank, online at bankprospect.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Great food, great selection, great atmosphere. That is Addie's Bar and Grill at Stone Creek Golf Club. Addie's is the place for casual, relaxed dining with friends, pub-style food, a full-service bar with 12 beers on tap, and 11 flat-screen TVs to cheer on your team. Their private dining areas are great for your next party, too. For an online menu, visit addies.net and follow them on Facebook and Twitter for daily food and drink specials. Make Addie's your neighborhood destination off Stone Creek Boulevard in Urbana. It's something to come back for.
When you don't have a big marketing budget, you have to wait until the opportunity is just right. Well, consider this your opportunity alarm going off. Vistaprint semi-annual sale has arrived with up to 50% off site-wide, including custom postcards, signs, invitations, posters, and more. And with tons of business card options like square cards, now's the time to get huge savings on them too. Make the most of this opportunity. Go to Vistaprint.com by January 30th and enter the promo code
Save big.
Join Crisis Nursery Friday, June 1st for our annual dinner and auction at the iHotel and Conference Center in Champaign. Enjoy a great dinner, live and silent auction items, good drinks, and familiar faces while supporting a great cause. Crisis Nursery creates an island of safety dedicated to the prevention of child abuse and neglect by providing 24-hour emergency care for children and support to strengthen families. Go to crisisnursery.net to get more information, sponsor this event, or buy tickets.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the bigger picture and make good financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Macy's Star Rewards program is bigger, better, and now for everyone. For the first time ever, get rewards no matter how you pay. Join as a bronze member and get Star Money Days. Earn towards Star Money and use it with no merchandise exclusions. Perks and offers. Enjoy extra savings offers at checkout, event invitations, and more, plus a birthday surprise. And as a Macy's credit card holder, silver, gold, and platinum members automatically get bronze benefits in addition to your existing ones.